stat, în mod obișnuit, autoritățile așteaptă toate răspunsurile și totul se desfășoară foarte lent.
For all Quebecers, we must take extreme measures to curb the pandemic. Only essential services remain open. Gatherings are prohibited. It's forbidden to leave your home between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. These efforts aim to protect our healthcare workers, seniors, and loved ones. Let's comply with the lockdown and curfew to lower the risk of contracting COVID-19, because our health is important. For more information, visit quebec.ca/confinement. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
The following is a previously broadcast program.
Good evening. The time around about now on your dial should be 9 p.m. You're listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM, broadcasting from a small, wee little house nestled on side of Montreal's Mont Royal on unceded Mohawk territory. To get tonight's program started off, we're going to turn to Albert Collins and his kind of instrumentalish number called What You Say? I Don't Know. Hope you dig here on 90.3 CKUT FM. Welcome back. For those of you who are just tuning in, you're listening to 90.3 CKUT FM. The program is called Hotel the Blues, where I, your host, Vishwa Ramakrishnan, play you, my favorite blues hits, associates, and affiliates. To get to the point of tonight's program, there isn't really any point at all, just good times and good vibes all around. We don't got a very tight program today, specifically centered around a particular theme. We're just going to play you some good old-fashioned blues tunes just to kick the night away and have a good old-fashioned time. Anywho, just for those of you who don't know what you just heard, that was Albert Collins playing What You Say? I Don't Know. Albert Collins is one of those really cool blues musicians in the sense that he plays with really funky kind of tuning on his Telecaster. I wrote it down just for you guitar enthusiasts, just so you can get a bit of a word on it. Just if you want to try this on home at your own leisure, this is how he plays and sets up his Telecaster, you see. He tunes the guitar to an open tuning of F minor, which is kind of weird for those non-guitar players out there. F minor is a really strange chord to tune your guitar to. Usually blues musicians tune it to something like open D or open G or open E, but F minor is a weird one. But then get this, he then tunes the guitar to F minor, but then puts a capo on the fifth or the sixth fret and then plays up top there. So it's pretty wild. So if any of you guitarists out there want to try that out, go on ahead and I'm sure you won't be disappointed. And at the very least, you will find some pretty cool sounds that way. Anywho, to keep the tunes rolling, you know what? Let's hear a bit more from Albert Collins and see how this tuning works out. We're going to go and jump to his number called Tremble. Hope you dig here on 90.3 CKUT FM. Thank you.
look what you have done. Well, look now, baby, honey, look what you have done. You have made me love you, and now your man has come. Well, tell me, baby, if you don't want me no more. Don't want me no more. Well, I'll pack my rag and I'll walk right out that door. I used to be crazy about you, baby. I used to work both night and day. I used to be crazy about you, baby. I used to work both night and day. Giving my love away. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. The time roundabout now on your dial should read 9:14 p.m. You're listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM, broadcasting from a small wee little house nestled on the side of Montreal's Mont Royal on unceded Mohawk territory. The last couple of tracks you heard, actually a pair from Alligator Records. That was Sun Seal's Look Now Baby, followed by Shemekia Copeland playing Living on Love. Interesting fact about Sun Seal's, the album that one came out on, I think that was called Sun Seal's Blues Band. I think it was the first album he made, and that was, I think, Alligator Records' third release at the time. It was actually almost a big flop for Alligator Records. It was a difficult time, right, because the record company had just started, and it launched out a couple of only two other records before that, Hound Dog Taylor's record and a big Walter Horton record. And Sun Seal's record came out, and you can tell this dude is a killer guitar player, right? Very much playing like the kind of the West Side sound. You can tell that he's got the grooves there. But the tricky thing was, at the time, as Bruce Iglauer explains in his book about it's kind of like a biography of Alligator Records. It's called Bitten by the Blues, which is where the story is coming from. So check the book out. It's really cool. Anywho, the reason why it was such a difficult sell was because radio airplay was a lot more trickier at that point. Whereas back then, right, when Alligator Records had released like Hound Dog Taylor's album, his album had more crossover appeal with rock and roll audiences, and had that, and it was more during the time when radio stations were geared towards a more progressive rock, right? So exploring all the genres that had influenced rock in this kind of freeform styling. By that point, Bruce Iglauer explains, radio had kind of turned towards more album-orientated rock, right? So having a very particular curated set list, right, where you would play very much a specific kinds of songs over and over and over again. So kind of gearing towards more top 40-ish kind of like vibes, you know? And that was, for the main reason was for these radio stations, even the small ones, was to get national attention and get the national sponsors to come in and start paying the big bucks and doling the big cash out to the folks working at these stations, right? As a result, the Sun Seal's band and his record didn't get much airplay at the time, which is a darn shame, as you heard. That was a killer track, right? It should have been played more on the airwaves at that point. But it just goes to show you the trends that occur in radio, like just like how you have trends in the recording industry towards more monopolization with few companies dealing most of the business, and very much more selected and curated tastes with more the experimental stuff, the stuff of the music of folks who are not part of the mainstream thread or discussion on political issues or on music in general or any other kind of discourse, who are excluded from these big record companies. Those guys kind of get screwed over by this whole model of like album-oriented radio, but also just from the radio stations going away from their more freeform roots and trying to appeal to those national sponsors to get that money. And it I found that passage particularly interesting in the book, Bitten by the Blues by Bruce Iglauer. I found that part pretty interesting because here we are, right? And here you are listening to CKUT Radio, delivering you a service by you, volunteers such as myself, giving you a service and showing you the music that you would not really hear on regular radio. We're not here after trying to get a Nestle ad. We're here to give you the good music, you know, and play you the music and stuff and the content that matters to you, made by viewers and listeners like you, just to riff off a line off of PBS. And I just think, you know, it's just kind of a good moment to be grateful and, you know, be proud of the stuff that we got here going on at CKUT. And if you are ever interested, go get involved and donate or whatever. Just come and check us out. And thank you once again, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. Thank you for listening and making sure that we can keep this music alive and keeping Sun Seal's records playing and keeping the station going. So there's my little bit of a convoluted thank you to you, the listener. Anywho, enough of the sob stuff. Like I said, we're going to keep this a chill, nice, easy blues, Hotel the Blues session here, where you can relax and groove the night away. To get that going and keep the tunes rolling, we're going to go to Chicago for a guy who kind of got started a bit later in the blues. This is Arthur Crudup playing Mean Old Frisco. Hope you dig here on 90.3 CKUT FM.
Mean old dirty Frisco and that low down Sandy P. Yes, that mean old Frisco, low down Sandy P. Done took
took my babe away. Man, and blowed back out of me. I was standing, yes, looking, watching that southern whistle blow. Yes, I was standing looking, watching that southern whistle blow. Now she didn't catch that southern. Lord, now where did the woman go? Lord, ain't got no special rider here. Lord, ain't got no special rider here. I'm a leave, cause I don't be welcome here. Lord, I wonder if she rants or if I write. Lord, I wonder she'll answer if I write. Now I wonder, will my baby come home tonight? Well, now that's all right, mama. Baby, that's all right for you. Yes, that's all right any way you. Well, now that's all right, any way you do.
Here comes Fanny walking down the street. She walks so groovy and she talks so sweet. Hey, Miss Fanny, you sure look fine. Tell me, please, will you be mine? Hey, now. Crazy too. Hey now, Miss Fanny. Hey now, oh, please be mine. Well, let's go out and have a ball. I love you, baby, and that ain't all. I don't care what your mama says. Let's have a good time anyway. Hey now, Miss Fanny. After hours, hey now.
Home. The only life I've ever known. Tobago Road. Your home.
Welcome back. The time roundabout now on your dial should read 9:25 p.m. You're listening to Hotel the Blues, here on 90.3 CKUT FM. The last couple of tracks you just heard in that set was Hey Miss Fanny by the Clovers, followed by Tobacco Road by the Nashville Teens, a testament to the close link and connection between garage rock and roll in general, and the blues. To keep the tunes rolling and to without further delay, I'm just going to cue up the next track for you here. The next person, the next artist you're going to hear is actually the guy who kind of helped Big Arthur Crudup, the first person you heard in that set from who played Mean Old Frisco. He was this guy you're going to hear now is the one who got him his gig, as it were, his recording deal with RCA. This is Tampa Red playing You Can't Get That Stuff No More. Hope you dig here on 90.3 CKUT FM.
You know Bootleg Sal used to live cross town. The law went foul and it closed her down. Now you can't get the stuff no more. Now you can't get that stuff no more. No matter how you try, you can't buy, you can't get that stuff no more. You know that place on Dago Hill. The law took the gal and the liquor still. You can't get that stuff no more. Now you can't get the stuff no more. No matter how you try, you can't buy, you can't get that stuff no more. Little Suzanne, she used to sell hair grease. She got in trouble with the chief police. Now you can't get the stuff no more. Now you can't get the stuff no more. No matter how you try, you can't buy, you can't get that stuff no more. There go Joe with a great big knife. Somebody been messing around with his wife. Now he can't get the stuff no more. He can't get the stuff no more. No matter how he tries, he can't buy, he can't get that stuff no more. Play it. On State Street, they used to give it away. But now you can't get it if you offer to pay. You can't get that stuff no more. You can't get the stuff no more. No matter how you try, you can't buy, you can't get that stuff no more. All of the gals used to walk the street. The law done run them off his beat. Now you can't get the stuff no more. You can't get the stuff no more. No matter how you try, you can't buy, you can't get that stuff no more. I play. You can't get the stuff no more. You can't get the stuff no more. No matter how you try, you can't buy, you can't get that stuff no more.
Welcome back. The time ran about now and your dial should read 9:36 p.m. You're listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM. The last couple of tracks you heard in that set was my personal Jimi Hendrix favorite, a real deep cut. That was Inside Out, I believe, on the People, Hell and Angels album, I think. That's the one it was called. It's a great album, deep cut to check out. That was Inside Out by Jimi Hendrix. After that, you heard from The Swamp. That was Slim Harpo playing his number, I'm Your Bread Maker Baby. As you've probably heard from blues aficionados around you, or from yourself, or from your Facebook pages, you know that a blues great who has since passed, his birthday was just a few days ago. Of course, that was B.B. King. Now, of course, I'm going to play you a B.B. King song, but I was very particular about which B.B. King song I would choose for you today. And I think, you know, when we talk about blues musicians, you know, there's an aura of, like, supreme, pristine coolness about them, you know. You see them like with their guitars or their ES-335s and their cool hats and their suits, and you know you can't touch them. They're too darn cool. You know, you're like, I wish I could be that cool. And sometimes, you know, it's sometimes good to remember like that these folks came from tough conditions, you know, and that they're very much like you and I, if not in worse conditions than you. I know certainly in my case, worse conditions than I'm in. And so sometimes it's good to pay respect to that, you know, and just think, my God, like, from all the adversity that they've grown up through, right? Like in the case of B.B. King, growing up in Indianola, Mississippi, working as a tractor driver, right? Like growing up and working through that, right? To becoming the king, really, quite literally, the king of the blues, right? It's quite impressive. It's crazy, you know? It speaks to the great injustices he faced along the way, right? And the numerous other blues musicians who didn't get that, who didn't get to that level of B.B. King, you know, because of those injustices. So it kind of puts everything in perspective. And, you know, I want to symbolize that, putting these musicians into perspective as who they are, as people, you know, not just legends, but actual people who faced great injustices that need to be rectified. And as people who had dreams and hopes, you know, not just, you know, archetypes of people meeting the devil and getting crazy guitar skills, you know. And I wanted this B.B. King song to be about that, to be that kind of testament. So for many of you who have read the book called The Delta Blues, I'm going to whip out the title of that book, because I have a copy. I do. I assure you I do. But that book in particular is a really good book. Music coordinator, he has my copy of the book right now. He's borrowing it. I hope to get it back at some point, Alex. But anywho, if you haven't read the book, I'm just going to whip it out for you. By The Delta Blues by Ted Gioia. I think I'm saying that right. It's T-E-D-G-I-O-I-A. Now, he's got it's a really cool catalog. It's not really a catalog, a cool narrative of the different musicians that came out of the Delta blues, right? Out of the Mississippi Delta and beyond. And it's a very interesting book. And there's a whole chapter, I think the last chapter of the book, or the second last chapter, is dedicated to B.B. King. And I was always struck, right, when they talk about B.B. King's childhood and what he wanted to be growing up. He didn't want to be a blues musician growing up as a kid. He wanted to be a guitar singing preacher, right? But I don't have the exact details because I don't have the book with me, but there's a lot of tragedy and a lot of issues and socially generated issues came upon him that kind of prevented that from being a reality and eventually turned him to the blues, right? And I think, you know, I wanted to make this next song to commemorate what he wanted to be as a kid, right? You know, just bringing it back down to the hopes and dreams that these musicians have. And to commemorate that, I wanted to play you a B.B. King number that he recorded in 1959 off the album B.B. King Sings Spirituals. This is I'm Working on a Building by B.B. King. Hope you dig here on 90.3 CKUT FM.
A true foundation. I'm lifting up a bloodstain, bound for the Lord. I'll never get tired working on the building. I'm going to heaven to get my reward. When you see me praying, I'm working on the building. I'm lifting up a bloodstain.
I'm gonna meet my mother in glory some of these days. Hallelujah. I'm gonna meet my mother in glory. I'm gonna meet my mother in glory some of these days. Tell her how you treat me. I'm gonna tell her how you treat me some of these days. Hallelujah. Then I'm trying to King Jesus. I'm gonna sit outside of King Jesus some of these days, hallelujah. I'm gonna sit outside of King Jesus. I'm gonna sit outside of King Jesus some of these days. At the rivers of Jordan, I'm gonna cross rivers of Jordan some of these days. Hallelujah! I'm gonna cross rivers of Jordan. I'm gonna cross at the rivers of Jordan some of these days.
Welcome back. The time right about now on your dial should read 9:48 p.m. You've been listening to Hotel the Blues here on 90.3 CKUT FM. The last couple of tracks you just heard in that set was Pete Guitar Lewis's Louisiana Hop, followed by I'm Gonna Cross That River of Jordan by Jay Bird Coleman. Fun fact, he was called Jay Bird as a nickname because during his time in the U.S. Army during the Second World War, he used to frequently disobey officers all the time and was fiercely independent, so they called him Jay Bird. Anywho, to keep the tunes rolling and the night rolling on when the groove's grooving, we're going to go to a fella who was responsible for one of Sun Records' first big hits, but also was responsible for one of Sun Records' first lawsuits. This is Rufus Thomas playing Tiger Man. Hope you dig here on 90.3 CKUT FM.
Thank you. show. If I ever catch him snooping, he won't snoop no more.
She had the baby shop boogie, the nicest thing in town. All right, blow. Yes, the baker shop boogie. Yes, the baker shop boogie is the nicest thing in town. All right, let's boogie some. Walking through the baker by the middle of the week, it'll be the baker shop boogie. Yes, the baker shop boogie. Yes, the baker shop boogie is the nicest thing in town.
One, two, three. Honey, waiting for my time. That old clock keep on ticking and about to drive me out of my mind. I'm just sitting here waiting, honey, waiting for my time. I'm just sitting here waiting. Time. That old clock keep on ticking and it
and the time seemed to go so slow.
Welcome back. Yeah. Time right about now on your dial should read 10 p.m. Speaking of the clock, that was just the number you just heard was John Prime and Bob Coratore playing The Clock. And before that, you heard a number, quick one, from Willie Nix, also from Sun Records fame as the one before that. His number titled Baker Shop Boogie. Once again, you're tuned in to 90.3 CKUT FM, broadcasting from a small, wee little house nestled on the side of Montreal's Mont Royal on unceded Mohawk territory. To keep the tunes rolling, because I know I did talk a bit too much, or did I talk a bit too much that it may have bored you to death at the last hour, I'm going to shut up and keep the tunes on rolling. Here's John Little John playing What in the World You Gonna Do? Hope you dig here on 90.3 CKUT FM.